can.
Is that Cheetos?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Cheetos.
Not Cheetos.
Oh.
I'm sorry? You okay, Monty?
I'm good.
You okay?
Yeah. Doing great.
I heard an accented grunt over there.
What's that?
I don't know why.
Clearing my throat.
I saw this earlier in the week, and I want to run it by you guys. Oh. I'm thinking of making a big life decision.
Oh, good.
Cut down to 3 Jacks a day?
Never.
God.
I don't know.
We're there now.
Nothing that drastic.
As you guys well know, and it's well documented here on this program,
indeed,
I am a fan of Japanese culture. I realized this when I was watching the FX series Shogun, as Monty was watching clips in the break.
Great show.
And we got a good Campbell Fodd on our side. Thank you. Welcome to the program.
Love Mariko.
Yes. Yes.
I'm also a fan.
Whether it be the geese or...
The geese?
The geese.
They got clarified butter on this show?
Not that kind of gi.
Oh.
Like a karate gi?
I'm less interested than.
The attire.
It's short for guillotine, idiot.
No, it's not. I also like using chopsticks. And if we could do adjacent of culture, sweet and sour chicken with sesame with no sesame.
What? We've been eating with ham at this restaurant, and that's his
order.
Which
is Chinese food, by the way, not Japanese.
I said adjacent.
But he orders sesame chicken with no sesame seeds?
That's sweet and sour chicken with sesame seeds, and I order it with no sesame.
So you don't even need that last part. You just need the first part.
Well, the guy there, and we asked him, he said it's very common.
He was just trying to make you feel better, so you'd take
a good
tip.
Think there was a translation issue.
Liar!
Well,
the guy was very clearly American, so I don't think it was a translation issue. He's probably from the same high school, given the location
that you
where
went
the restaurant
to.
Yeah.
He didn't catch me off guard, and he's like, what's up, bro?
Yeah, he might have been a classmate of yours.
Monty.
Hero of the hardwood.
I am a fan of Japanese culture, nonetheless.
Okay.
I think I should become a feudal lord in Japan.
Too late.
How would I go about doing this, if I were to?
Build a time machine. Go back about 800 years.
Learn Japanese.
Right, besides how to use chopsticks. Get used to eating fish and a lot of it.
Stop being the effeminate man boy that you are now. They don't like that in Japan.
Well, what would I need? I researched this.
And you can't speak Japanese the way you speak English. They will kick you out of the country. You're going to have to learn it better.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think this year, as an aside, I'm going to learn how to speak English.
Is that one of your goals?
Aim smaller.
Yeah.
Usually,
activities.
Usually, my advice is aim bigger. You need to throttle it back a little bit there.
On air. Off air. Jumbled mess.
Third grade English. Let's start there.
Okay. Could Ham pass a third grade English?
Well, he does, but it's like a 73.
It's still passing.
It's still passing.
Yeah, he wiped his face. Nice.
Yeah. As you guys noted, Japan does not have any feudal lords anymore. But I could resemble one in one of three ways.
Take your hands away from your face.
My hands are underneath my legs right now. I'm sitting on my hands, sir. Number one, become a head of a recognized Japanese family line. Number two, become a cultural or community leader.
Let's go ahead and go number three.
Or three.
Three.
And steward historical land or property. Now, number one.
What was that last one again?
I'll get to it.
Okay.
The head of a recognized Japanese family line.
Number one.
Probably not happening.
What about, like, the Yakuza? Would that count?
I don't think they would allow me to not join, but not also head the Yakuza or Yakuza.
You command so little respect here, there's no way Japanese culture would respect you.
I'm like a radio shogun, if you think about it. Conquering the radio airwaves.
Again, back to that not being able to talk.
Yeah, you got...
It's a speaking medium.
Genghis Khan was to killing people as to what you are to radio.
Well, he was Mongol.
That whole, I know, but I'm just saying, like being a warrior, That whole region of the world would have been completely left alone.
We are on these cups. Our second scenario, become a cultural or community leader.
That was Genghis Khan riding on his horse and getting his foot caught.
Why are you scared of this guy? I can't even talk.
Falls off his horse.
Now becoming a cultural or
he's
community leader.
He's riding it backwards. It's like hanging off the side.
Just getting dragged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cuts his leg with his sword, gets an infection.
I'll leave him alone. I think I'm 55 to 75% of the way to becoming a community leader here.
No.
Well, explain yourself.
People look up to me.
Explain yourself further.
I maintain traditions, tradition of the ticket, through drop.
This Genghis Ham character we've created already commands more respect than the real Matt Birmingham has ever.
In our third and final scenario, own or steward historical land or property. This may be attainable. There is a Japanese castle that's for sale. A listing was put up for a Japanese castle in Hokkaido. A six-story concrete and steel castle is for sale. 16,000 square feet.
I didn't know they had steel or were using steel when they were building castles.
It's listed as it being in pretty good condition. Now, it's not that historical. As you noted, the steel, this was built in 1991.
Okay. Castles, to me, were built like in 1500.
In Scotland, made out of stone.
Is that what it says on Zillow?
I'm not on Zillow. Super cheap, though. Oh. $64,000.
American?
American. Which is like 10 million yen.
I mean, you work 2 or 3 years, you'll have that.
A Cumulus station.
$64,000?
Yeah.
Like 7 years,
don't
really.
Don't spend a dollar for 3 years.
Ooh.
You're right up against it.
But pretty good deal. Pretty good deal you can
What's
get there.
What's the catch, though? Are you going to get there and it turns into a hostile film?
No. Now, looking at this...
Do you have to convert to Japanese?
Convert?
Devote what? Your life. There's got to be some kind of catch because it's too cheap.
Yeah, we were speculating. This place might be haunted.
It's 100% haunted.
DJ put it differently, which I will not go on air with.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He told me I could quote him on it, and I wrote it down.
No, yeah, let's not.
But you could be looking at the future, Lord Birminaga.
Interesting.
This property also includes around 40 parking spaces, a restaurant on the second floor, a working elevator to get to all six levels.
Not a castle. That's like a hotel.
I mean, it seems like a really good deal for that price, though.
Yeah, I have plenty of parking for my staff. There's 40 spots.
Which I don't like you changing your name, by the way.
Yeah, it seems like appropriation.
To Burma, what was the last part?
You called me Genghis Ham earlier.
No, I
you?
Said there's a Genghis Khan character that's like you.
Oh,
I called you Genghis Ham.
Okay.
I get credit for that.
But what? Do you think changing part of your last part of your last name would endear you to the Japanese people?
Maybe.
Initially, I was with you, Monty, but then I started picturing calling you Monty Moto, and that puts a big smile on my face, so I'm going to allow it.
I bet I could pass as like a retired American sumo wrestler that went too hard
one time.
They
had a boating accident or something.
How'd you lose your leg?
I lost it in the ring.
God, what a...
I was trying to stay in the circle really hard and...
Courage. Snapped his leg.
Snapped my leg off. Yeah, left it all out there.
That's almost Bloodsport-esque, which y'all reviewed this week. A man died in the ring in that movie, too, in that documentary.
What?
Which was also taking place in Hong Kong.
Now all DJ, ties together.
He thinks that whole side of the world is all like the size of Venice.
But going back to this castle,
Venice.
A restaurant on the second floor, I can install a Del Taco there. 40 spots.
Very cheap.
I don't know what the taco market is over there.
Very little.
In Japan, but I think I can make this work. I can have a floor devoted to just drum. Also, this Japanese castle that's in Hokkaido, that's for sale. Just 150 meters away from a Lawson, which based on my limited research in Japan, Lawson is a major Japanese convenience store known for its high-quality cafe style, desserts, premium sandwiches, and hot snacks, which also include Karag Kung chicken nuggets. So I got a chicken nugget and sweet shop. less than 500 feet away from my
castle
doorstep. That's
500 meters, wasn't it?
150 meters.
Oh, okay. My fault.
Which converts to feet just under 500.
Feet? Stone conversion.
Stone is weight.
How many Kelvin?
Kelvin is temperature?
We're talking Fahrenheit or Celsius.
Still temperature. It's also a short drive from a ski resort. I could also rent out a floor to
B&B. You don't
like
skiing, though.
Yeah, I don't like skiing. And it's got a garden for me to look at when I eat my tacos. The downsides in this listing. They need new roof tiles to be replaced.
Ooh, that's expensive.
That's estimated to be about $50,000 in American money. So you're spending just as much money purchasing castle for replacing the roof.
Probably got zoning issues, too, and to fix that roof of a castle.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're going to have to go cheap and get, like, Japanese day laborers to help you with that project.
I think you just call them day laborers when you're in Japan.
Oh, no. He's going to bring them from here. The good stuff.
I'm going to import?
Yeah.
Laborers?
What? Useless.
I don't think this is that much out of the question. If I converted my American money I have now to yen, I would be worth over 6 million yen. I think this is doable. I think I should move to Japan and become a feudal lord living in a castle with a Del Taco.
I feel like...
I gotta do the reverse math here. 6 million yen. Oh, ham.
4, 5.
Yeah, I work here.
Oh, ham. Hope you have more than that saved up.
How much is it?
Under 40.
250.
Just under 40.
You get that 50-year mortgage going, though. That'd be fun.
Yeah, do they have mortgages in castle?
Or you should, yeah, I mean, you should rent out rooms.
Ooh, that's what I'm
sublet
saying.
Sublet some rooms to some,
I can make it an Airbnb.
To Deki Matsui or whoever you want that's living over there.
A lot of other people besides...
I'm just giving you a placeholder name.
And I make more money with my Del Taco there because the taco market there is probably very limited.
Dude,
and I could rent it out to people to go ski.
Del Taco had a hard time keeping a foothold in Dallas. I don't know how well they're going to entrench themselves
in
Hokkaido.
They'll be back at some point, and this guy will be the endorser.
And they're not going to make any money
Mark
when you're
words.
Getting high on your own supply.
I also don't think you're going to be a good representation of Americans to the Japanese people.
Yeah. More than you guys?
I'm not saying I would do a good job.
Yeah, it's not a
But if we're comparing the three of us.
You're probably the worst.
Yeah. Oh, the worst? I thought you were going to say the best.
Monty already looks like an anime caricature of an American.
I look like anti-American propaganda.
Yes. Yeah. So they would like him. They would think
no,
he's
No, they would
funny.
Hate him. They wouldn't stay in his castle.
No, you...
They would stay in my castle because I also have freshly grated cheese.
They might do it in my castle because they think I would be fully giving them the American experience.
Ham would be the least willing to assimilate to Japanese culture. Too.
No.
He's like, no, I have to eat tacos
he
and chicken.
He thinks the chopsticks thing carries him way too far.
Yeah.
I do.
That is
You're
not
right
going to get
that.
You anywhere.
Again, Lando can use chopsticks.
You thought that... Yeah,
better than all of us, which... Shocking.
His coyote taught him that. We already
he did not learn
that.
How to use chopsticks from a coyote.
I'm familiar.
You don't know that.
But you thinking that Hong Kong and karate gi... And all that stuff just originated from Japan is not going to serve you well.
So you guys are not backing my play to become a lord?
I would just buy it out from underneath you and then laud it in your face.
Why? So mean.
I'm going to join you in that purchase.
All right.
Just to throw it back in this idiot's face.
We'll send you a squatty potty.
You're the
potty.
Idiot. No, I'm pointing at you, Matt Birmingham.
We'll send you a Japanese squatty potty.
Ooh.
You're back in?
I'm back in. There you go.
What
I might
your,
buy a Japanese castle.
What was your Japanese name again one more time?
Lord Burmanaga, I think is what I said.
And Montimoto.
And Montimoto.
The worst Iron Chef episode ever. Y'all too.
Well, we got one guy who just air fried some Tyson chicken nuggets versus a guy who...
This guy just Uber Eats this
yeah,
meal. Like we weren't going to notice.
And the... In the restaurant's 50 feet away.
He DoorDashed Uncle Julio's. I guess he wins.
He DoorDashed food from the second level of his castle to the fifth.
All right. Well, thank you, Ham. It's 11:15 here on The Ticket.